Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, guys, friends, neighbors, brothers, sisters, whatever title you'd like. I'm just glad you're with me. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's my honor and privilege to be able to share 5 minutes every day a little good news from the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't politicize. We try not to soapbox. I don't even give you a whole lot of opinions outside of what I think a scripture might mean or how it might be interpreted. There's plenty of space for all of those other things. I'm not cutting them down. But in this little section of the universe, we just try to tell you something good about Jesus and what that means to you in your day-to-day walk. We're in the 6th chapter of Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. We're dealing with this book verse by verse and nearing the end as we head into the middle portion of July. It looks like it's a really good chance that we're going to finish this chapter and thus this book about the time we finish this month. In the 14th verse, Paul says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness." A little earlier in our study, I talked about, and we've done this more than once in the study, how to break down the chapter into segments to see what segment might be meaning and where the author is going. And one of the things I told you that's always helped me with Ephesians is that whole sit, walk, stand breakdown to talk about how we are able to sit with Him in heavenly places, and then we learn to walk in unity, and then now in chapter 6, we stand. And I told you that that's really the opposite of the way most of us were introduced to Christianity. Most of us heard it, you stand up for the Lord, you walk the Christian walk, and then when you get home to be with Jesus, you'll sit down with Him in a heavenly place. And that's kind of bent towards our works mentality. Make a stand for Jesus, walk it out, someday rest. Paul's the opposite. He informs his reader that you sit with Him in heavenly places. That leads to a walk in unity, and then you'll have to take a stand, but that'll be somewhere in your walk. And so rather than turn it into a works-oriented thing, just note that God's grace works this way. You get an identity of sonship, which teaches you that wherever Jesus is, you are. And what you learn about Jesus is that He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession. He's done doing the work. There's no more sacrifices to offer. He has finished forever the work. And that will cause you to walk out what is happening in. So whatever the Lord's been doing on the inside of you will come out as you walk this out day to day. This is the practical side of your Christianity, and that people begin to see the Jesus that you are so happy about. They see Him in your talk. They see Him in your actions. And then finally, there's going to come moments when you'll need to take a stand. I think in Ephesians 6, it's more than standing against demons and devils. I think it's standing up against all of the things that are going to try to drag you back into where you used to be. And as you take a stand, you're going to have to put on the armor that God puts on. And the armor that God puts on is His victory at Calvary. He defeats the enemy with the power of His word, but He's paid for the defeat of the enemy. So as you rest in the armor of God, you're able to take a stand. So now that you're standing, gird your waist with truth and put on the breastplate of righteousness. And that waist, we'll get into this tomorrow, W-A-I-S-T, your waist, the middle portion, your loins, girt with truth, speaks to that productive area of man and woman, that reproductive area, that which makes us producers. And we put truth in that which, and I preached this many years ago in our old set, truth, how the truth protects our posterity. Those which are coming after us are going to be protected by the truth of who they are in Christ that we put in them. We'll go deeper with that tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.